From Salamis, Ajax commanded 12 ships. He organized his men in their positions, so they stood adjacent to Athenian ranks. Warriors from Argos fortified Tiryns, Hermione, Asini, both with deep bays. Troezene, Aeonae, vine-rich Epidaurus, Achaean youth from Aegina, Masses, all these were led by mighty fighter Diomedes, skilled in war cries, and by Sthenelus, dear son of famous Capaneus. There was a third leader, godlike Euryalus, Mecistius' son of Lord Talaeus, but warlike Diomedes was the main commander. These men brought with them 80 black ships. Troops from the strong fortress Mycenae, rich Corinth, well-built Cleonae, Ornaeae, lovely Erythria. Sicyon, whose first king was Adrestos, with men from Hyperesia, lofty Gonoessa, Pellene from Aegeum, men from coastal regions and wide Helike. Of these men, Agamemnon, son of Atreus, led 100 ships. He brought with him the most men, the best troops by far. In their midst, Agamemnon put on a proud display, dressed in gleaming armor, prominent among all heroes. He was the best of all, because he had most men. Men from Lacedaemon, land of ravines, Pharis, Sparta, Messe, where doves congregate, men living in Briseia, beautiful Augeae, Amyclae, coastal Helos, men from Laos, from around Italus. All these in 60 ships were led by powerful warlike Menelaus, Agamemnon's brother. Among these warriors, as they armed themselves some distance off, Menelaus strode, confident, courageous, rousing his troops for war.